Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Finite man can speak of eternity, but in reality has no ability to actually comprehend such a subject. It is outside the realm of his natural understanding. When enlightened by the Spirit of God to see a mere glimpse of him who is eternal, he can but fall upon his face in worship, even as Job, Daniel, and Isaiah, who all confess that the sight was more than they could bear. Thus we see the Lord speak of himself as that one who encompasses time and also the only one to whom time is inconsequential. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. It is interesting to consider that when the Lord first revealed himself to John in the opening pages of the Revelation, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, that John fell at his feet as a dead man, completely overwhelmed with fear at his awesome presence. Yet he brought comfort to John with the same revelation, as he said, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and death. Thus we read in the Hebrews of that purpose for which he came to accomplish. Now, that is, in the present time, he has obtained, that is, secured or attained, a more excellent, that is, surpassing all others, ministry. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuse them before our God day and night. There are basically two Greek words which are translated into English as now. One of them is synonymous with the conjunction but, which we see in the first verse of Hebrews 8. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. The other is the strongest form of emphasis for just now or the very present, which is akin to what the psalmist says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. The writer is setting forth the superiority of that which Christ came to teach with the testimony and witness of the law. Even those who labored under the law in the Old Testament understood that this law which they ministered was unable to deliver those to whom it was given. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you, by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. That which has now been made clear in the ministry of Christ is the total and absolutely complete salvation which he has brought to his elect by that which he has performed as their Redeemer and King. They needed wisdom. He is the wisdom of God who tabernacled among men. They needed righteousness. He is the righteousness of God, who has imputed the same unto them. They needed to be made holy. He is their sanctifier, who has set them forever apart from that which is unholy. They needed redemption. He is their redemption, long awaited and now obtained by his work alone, as their great high priest and sin offering. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. The Lord himself did speak of the contrast between all ministrations of the Word of God before he came upon the scene and that which is now come. John the Immerser was the direct forerunner of Christ. Yet as great as John was, his ministry was severely limited, and he could only look from afar at the ministry of that one who was greater than he. The Lord spoke the truth, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Ultimately, he summed this up to his own disciples. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now is the accepted time.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.